And we are back with another episode of the podcast presented by Simple Math Matrix. It's your boy, Mr., a.k.a. Super Raw 357, best known as Prince Godbody, and I'm joined by...
The kid who lyrics stick to your rib, also known as the God King Hoopla.
And this week, as in typical fashion, we start with paying our condolences.
We don't like that it's a typical fashion.
I mean, yeah, it's not, but... You know, there's people die. People do die.
You know what I'm saying?
Ray Liotta, the one we're going to talk about, did pass too soon. But we at Simple Math do want to say rest in peace to legendary actor Ray Liotta. If you're unfamiliar with his work, no, you're not, probably.
Yeah, definitely not.
He was in Goodfellas. He was
one
Tommy.
Of the movies of all time.
In some people's opinion, he was Tommy Vercetti, which is my. Probably like most recognizable appearance of.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's my most recognizable appearance of probably Ray Liotta just coming up during that era and playing so much Grand Theft Auto, and especially Vice City is like before San Andreas. Vice City was the shit. Yeah. Like especially when he was out playing so much Vice City.
Not number five.
Yeah, exactly. So just his voice is, if anything, iconic. He's in pretty much every.
Yeah, he's in one of my favorite movies. One of my favorite little comedy James Wild Hogs. He's
in that really? I did not know that.
He's he's the antagonist in that James. He got a funny ass character.
Yeah. So, trying to think, what else would people be familiar with?
It's not Dances with Wolves. It's the other movie. Field of Dreams. He's in Field of Dreams. Never seen it, but I just know of the movie. He got a catalog though. He's been in a lot of like movies. He was in Many Saints in Newark.
Oh yeah, he was. The lead character essentially of whatchamacallit, Field of Dreams, yeah. Of Many Saints in Newark. It's crazy that his his impact, like we said, like everybody is familiar with his work, but you would never, you know what I'm saying? In a million years a lot of people. Well, I don't know. Ray Liotta has a pretty recognizable face.
Yeah, he definitely has a recognizable
face. You know what I'm saying?
And Goodfellas is one of those movies that you definitely probably have seen. That's where you know Ray Liotta from, because that's an American classic. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can have how you can.
I may not be a fan of it.
That's a Scorsese classic right there.
But
you got two of the greatest actors of all time right there, Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro, and then having the lead on by like. By Ray Liotta, like
it's
pretty great.
It's what is it? All star cast is what they call it.
And a crazy thing about that is too, I think Robert De Niro even that's what he said about it. He was like a young person. It was crazy because everybody else from the movie still alive.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying. And Scorsese's old as hell.
Yeah, he is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and it's wild because I'm just sitting here looking through his filmography, and I was about to just try to list off things, but.
He got it.
Ray Liotta has such a track record. He's pretty much been in. If you've seen 5 movies a year, Ray Liotta's been in at least one of them.
Yeah.
And that in itself is pretty amazing for real. Like, just to be able to put up that many roles, like, that's why Sam Jackson is such, so heralded, rather. You know what I'm saying? Being able to do so much work and then it be so big. I don't know.
He's in Goodfellas. Damn, I just watched a motherfucking movie.
That's crazy, though.
He's a part of one of the more famous scenes that Joe Pesci said. He said, "You'll be late to your own funeral." Stack Edwards. That was his character, Stack Edwards.
So it's wild that Ray Liotta was one of the biggest characters in one of the biggest movies of all time, and also played one of the biggest video game characters of all time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's quite the accolades right there. That's the accolades right there. Not a lot of people can have those.
Samuel Jackson is one of the only people that has also, he was Officer Tenpenny in
San Andreas.
Yep. Yeah. So they both share
Carl.
That. Yeah. They both share that, but just want to say again, rest in peace to Ray Liotta.
The legend. Yeah.
Maybe I'll go back and watch Goodfellas, change my opinion on narrated movies.
Yeah, hopefully. But I understand why that's not a favorite of yours, though.
Like, yeah, I can.
You feel like you're not dumb enough.
Yeah, I feel like you're just undermining me when you have to describe to me everything that's happening in the movie as I'm watching.
But a lot of movies that are based with narration or based off books, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Off somebody telling it, so I guess it makes sense to why you have to have narration.
I mean, it does.
You want to have some type of it's like a flashback, damn. You
know, omniscient guide. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, yeah.
I don't know. It's just not.
But I have noticed though, I did notice in Goodfellas, like after a while, he stops narrating the movie. The movie goes like for like a minute without narration to like the end.
Fair enough.
And I just recently watched. So
yeah, understandable.
Yeah.
Back to or continuing with tragedy, sadly.
Update.
Yeah. Updates on the Rob Elementary shooting. It's pretty evident. It's evident now that the Uvalde Police Department was totally incompetent in their reaction to this entire situation.
Yeah.
From the way that the timeline matches up, it was about 48 to 50 minutes before they even breached the door where the shooter was. Apparently, the people were telling kids to scream if they needed help. Like when 911 telling them to scream if they needed help, which was leading the shooters to them to.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It ended up being a guy there saying that was an off-duty patrol, border patrol agent whose wife worked at the school, who was about to get her haircut, that rushed there to actually initiate it, the sweep breach, that brought down the shooter. And it just begs the question, why the fuck do we have police if they're not going to do their job?
Yeah.
Because then federally they were trying to say that the cop's job is just to protect and serve when you're in their custody. But
what the fuck does that mean?
You know what I'm saying? It's trying to give leeway to the fact that these cowardly police let those kids get slaughtered like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because
if you want to put it out there in layman's terms like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it is. Because doesn't matter if you had to go in there bare fists, tackle a motherfucker with your hand-to-hand combat training.
Yeah.
You're the police.
Yeah, that's your job.
Those are children.
And I'm not even trying to bring it around on circle on and on this into one question, but that's essentially like, I don't say Black Lives Matter, but what that whole thing is about. It's like cops are just not doing their job.
And
this shows in any type of capacity. Like, you know what I'm saying, in the wrong way or even when they're supposed to be doing their job. Like, you know what I'm saying, which is, I think we always had this conversation about cops don't do shit.
Yeah, they don't actually prevent any crime.
You'd rather have an EMT or a firefighter around.
Well, cops don't prevent crime. They just report crime. You know what I'm saying? And this is a perfect example. Because they're out there tasing the parents that want to get to their children while they're not saving these children. Yeah, there's no excuse. They've gone back and forth with their story. Now they don't want to cooperate with the federal investigators, you know what I'm saying, or the statewide investigators. And it's to the point that, why don't you?
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
how are y'all trying to cover up something about a child massacre?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because at this point, with all the information that's come out and the way that information comes out publicly, they have to feel like shit. Like I said, there's no way that I'm one of those cops and I haven't killed myself by this point.
Damn, that's crazy.
You let 20 kids die. You pretty much just let 20.
You got that on your conscience.
For the rest of your life.
Exactly. That's sad.
You know what I'm saying? This is one of those.
That's sad. It's like. So, where?
There's a small community. Some of those kids were cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, first cousins. You know what I'm saying? So, like, siblings both lost their children in it. Mm-hmm. And two, you know what I'm saying? This
families.
Is.
It's not
families
like
are destroyed.
It's not like singles, like.
The
family.
Teacher that was murdered, her husband died of the heart attack, 2 days later?
Yeah.
Their families are being destroyed because
of this.
Yeah.
The community is torn. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's destroyed.
And it shows how crazy it is when shit happens to a small community, a big community. It doesn't matter. It should fuck some shit up.
What?
And they got to do something about this shit.
But they won't, because you got to realize the people that could do something were sitting at the NRA conventions that they didn't allow guns at, saying that this isn't a gun problem, it's a mental health problem.
No,
that's not true.
No, it's an accessibility problem.
Yeah, like that's, you can't argue that. What? How are these children's lives not precious enough that they're not willing to hand, give over the gun? Like,
I must say, this is the future of America, as people like to, as they would like to put on.
Children have to learn active shooter drills. Yeah. Why?
Nope. They want to try to give guns to teachers.
When, so when the teacher has a bad day, they shoot a kid. Exactly. Or when the kid that wanted to shoot up the school but didn't have access to the gun now just gets access to the kid teacher's gun. Exactly. And does the school. So, huh?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? There, the solution is to take away the fucking guns.
Exactly.
That's like, what the solution is.
The thing about it is, I remember back in the day, and this is even, because I could say my generation was a generation that really got implemented school shooting drills for real, for real.
Yeah.
But I still remember back in the day, school was the safest place to be. School is supposed to be the safest place outside of internal affairs that happen, out of just socially growing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Bullying is still a problem. Don't get me wrong. But school is supposed to be your safe zone for any, child, for any child. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. So for them to try to make school a security zone damn near.
Yeah.
Before you can, it makes a child scared to see all that safe shit around.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you want to have a child come to school fear of a school shooting, but now have the teachers armed with guns? Like, you know what I'm saying? So now they know that there's a gun down. You know what I'm saying? Because some people just don't like guns.
Exactly.
And some kids are going to be kids that just don't like guns. Especially because of all the trauma. Like, this shit, and this shit affects everybody.
This is, yeah, it's only worse.
You know what I'm saying? It's a mental subconscious thing. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it may not affect us directly, but this shit feeds into everybody.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Media feeds into everybody.
The lack of gun control is going to end up being the downward spiral of America.
Exactly.
Because it's just going to create fear.
It's not drugs. It's not
fear and hostility.
Fear and hostility, man. Yeah. It's going, and then it's all, and then that's what's going to be. It's going to be the group that doesn't want to have guns, and it's going to be the group that's for guns.
Yeah, exactly.
How it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it sucks. It really sucks, because that becomes the root of a problem.
That's, and another thing about America is that the guns are already out there. So how can we, like, reasonably get them back?
Exactly.
America's too big. You know what I'm saying? America's
huge. And people's
huge.
Argument to that is, and people's also chime in with that. I'm saying, if people want to commit crime, they already gonna have a gun anyway.
Exactly. You're not gonna stop a criminal from doing crimes.
You're not gonna stop anybody from doing something bad.
Yeah.
But you can prevent it.
Oh, of course.
You can definitely
prevent
it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So child shouldn't be able to get his 18-year-old. I'm not gonna say a child. An 18-year-old shouldn't be able to get his hands on.
Most people should not be able to get their hands on an assault rifle. Yeah. That's just what it comes down to.
Yeah. Hunting rifles.
Yeah. Made single shot.
Yeah.
Hunting rifles. Yeah. Sure.
Pistols. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. These semi-automatic.
Yeah, semi-automatic. But that's already semi-automatic, though.
Well, I'm talking about that's like these, long. The AR-50, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Assault rifles or whatever.
You haven't heard this name in a minute, though.
I about to say, aren't you a
huge
fan of
this guy? I was a huge fan of House of Cards. It was one of Netflix's first original series.
Yeah, it was like it carried Netflix for a minute.
It came out with Orange New Black, like when those shows were the mecca.
It was one of our Netflix for real, like, first backpacking series. Mm-hmm. But Kevin Spacey has been accused on 4 counts of sexual assault against grown men in England. I was going to say London specifically,
UK.
But in the UK. Apparently it's, penetrative sex without consent.
Oh, Lord.
It's had their date. Apparently they're saying that he raped them. And it's dating back as long ago as 17 years is what I saw these counts. The pedophilic ones were the ones that were in the 90s that came out a few years ago. But these are newer ones, are new allegations. They date back to 17 years ago. He said he's going to turn himself into the British courts because he can prove his innocence. But at this point,
his career's been done.
You think? No, he came back out with a new movie.
I didn't know that.
Remember where he played like a.
I know he played like King. I know he was on Broadway. Or he had like a show or something like that.
Yeah, he came. He had come out with a new project. And honestly, I felt like people had for real forgotten about the whole Kevin Spacey thing for a minute because he came out and apologized. He made an apology video, if I'm not mistaken.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, so I don't think he was totally shut out of Hollywood. Do you think that this will totally shut him out of Hollywood?
Yeah, because if you haven't heard of, if you like I'm finding out, if he's dropped something before, you're definitely not going to. He's not.
But okay, so for the guy that supposedly sexually assaulted Terry Crews, he didn't get ousted from Hollywood because it was.
Did we know who that was though?
Yeah, it was. If you look at it, it wasn't hard to find the name. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I can't ring it off the top of my head, but I've heard it. But that's man on man. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying because this was a gay action. Do you think that people are going to have as much levity behind the sexual assault claims, or not claims, allegations, as they do if it was a man on woman?
Damn, no, I didn't think about
that. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. They should.
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah, definitely should. Because men get raped too.
Because if this is true, Kevin Spacey out here raping motherfuckers.
Who said who?
I said, because if this is true, Kevin Spacey out here raping motherfuckers.
That's not cool, bro. That's nasty as a bitch. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. Rape is fucked up.
But I'm saying, though, you think the public's going to look at it the same way?
If the public gives a fuck about Kevin Spacey and his career.
Well, the public gives a fuck about pretty much anything you put in front of their face.
That is true.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing we've definitely learned. And this wasn't on the fucking docket, but I'm going to add it. Because this Depp Heard trial shit, man.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Can you fill me in a little bit more? Because I see it on my TL, and I don't give a I still don't really care.
All right, so the whole kind of gist behind this Depp Heard shit, this trial defamation case, is what it seems like is they both were just two fucking shitty people to each other in the utmost degree.
Damn.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And now it came out, and she accused him of stuff, but she publicly did it. So now this isn't about, like, if one of them assaulted the other.
Yeah.
This is about her ability or legality of saying he ain't shit in public.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And this is a defamation. Shit on each other's names.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a defamation case being defamation.
Yep. It's just a defamation case filled with more defamation. Like, all they're doing is defaming each other more in order to...
Oh, so like one of them normal high school breakups when it's like the niggas that been dating since the beginning of the year.
Yep.
But then they breaking up on Twitter and shit like that. And then they're just in the air about it, and it's just news for everybody to see, even though everybody knew about it already.
Yep.
But you know what I'm saying? But now they just talking about it.
Yep.
So it's just good shit to watch.
And the thing, it's not. Cause
it's not.
Cause the thing is, too, because it's seemingly like people are definitely on Johnny Depp's side.
Of course.
But if you listen to the shit they say, he ain't totally innocent either. I mean, that's a Disney character.
Exactly. That's how people look at Johnny Depp.
Oh, well,
that's
true. People love Johnny Depp. He was Sweeney Todd. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they're taking his side. But like I said, to start off, it's a situation of they probably just never liked each other, just had fun fucking, or maybe liked each other for a second, and then it just...
Get married.
Yeah, that shit just spiraled.
I don't want to like somebody that much so I think getting married's enough.
What do you mean enough?
Yeah.
What do you mean by it means enough?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to where, getting married was the pinnacle of our relationship.
Oh, okay. I'm not even sure they were married. Like, that's...
They got this damn case.
No, it's a defamation, not a divorce.
It's not.
So this is just about publicity.
Oh, damn. Are they married?
You know what I'm saying? Johnny Depp was out there playing a gig with John Beck the day after the trial ended.
John Beck?
I'm a loser, baby. Why don't you kill me? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like think about it. They don't play about the same rules as real people. There's a total circus show. Yeah, it's a total fucking circus show.
Yeah.
Like,
how
would
Corey Holcomb put it?
you don't want to put it out. Corey Holcomb put it. We gonna get kicked off air before we can get on. Ain't put nothing like we could put like Corey Holcomb put it right now.
Hey, pause.
But something really interesting that's happened recently is that there's going to be a reboot of Winnie the Pooh because it's entered public domain.
Yeah.
And Disney has, like, let go of rights of Winnie the Pooh.
Which is fucking crazy.
It's not. Because China has a really big problem with Winnie the Pooh. China's president or former president or something like that, there was a meme on the internet a few years ago where people were saying he looked like Winnie the Pooh. So he banned Winnie the Pooh and any likeness from it from the country.
Yeah.
China's a huge market for Disney. They edit those big Marvel movies just for Chinese markets in most cases.
That's true.
The amount of money that Winnie the Pooh probably was bringing in without the Chinese market, and especially in 2022, probably was not worth to bring back at this point, especially when you've created so many new IPs, and with Disney Plus and the ABC, you've brought so many companies, you can let go of Winnie the Pooh. Whew.
Damn, that's crazy. Because I was thinking about it like that. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. Winnie the Pooh is part of niggas' childhood. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas know about
it. But now he's going to be a new Michael Myers.
He's going to be a new.
I wonder how they're going to. Because it's supposed to be a slasher horror film and all.
I wonder if this will be like some scary. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking now. And I'm thinking to the future. Like, now Winnie the Pooh might be a motherfucking scary ass motherfucker. So what if my sister grows up thinking Winnie the Pooh's a scary ass motherfucking.
Yeah.
Bear. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like,
exactly.
Yo, he was a motherfucking. Like,
yeah, because it's going to be called Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't wait until it comes out. I might go see it.
I would definitely go see fucking Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey. Like, that sounds like an amazing. That sounds hilarious.
That sounds like an amazing flick.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What
are people going to do? So it's like all of the domains gone? Like the whole.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody can really make Tigger the Nigger.
They can do whatever they want. They can
I'm sorry. But I had to say that.
Piglet the Nigglet.
Yeah, oh, that's going to be tough.
Eeyore the Eeyore.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Shit, we might have got to do some Winnie the Pooh shit.
We could. It's free. Man,
it's free.
It's free. It's like sampling like old tunes. It's free now. But that is crazy. Like, I'm almost sure it has to do with the fact that Winnie the Pooh is not marketable in Chinese markets. And that's all it is. Yeah, that's all I could think it would be. But I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I don't know any little kids that are wearing any
Winnie the Pooh. Yeah,
you don't see
even Elmo.
You don't see. Oof.
I don't think I know any kids that know who Big Bird is.
Nah, I don't know any kids that know who Dora. Like that.
Nah, Dora still comes on TV, don't you?
But it probably does. But I don't never see no kid rocking no Dora. And any of the kids I know.
Well, I mean, shit. With social media, kids only rock Dior and Fendi, so.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying?
You will see some kids rocking some shit that you can't.
I mean, it only costs $100 in kid size, that little kid size, but
still, that shit, they got some shit on.
Yeah,
they
for no reason. Yeah. So that's just another thing.
Fuck up outside.
Yeah, fucking stupid.
But kids don't go outside anymore.
Yeah. That's sit on them pads, bro. Sit on them iPads. Yeah. Did you catch the fight this past week?
The fight caught me, goddammit. I got drunk as a bitch and I fell asleep like. In the first round.
Yeah, fair enough. So I went to go see the Bob's Burgers movie that earlier that night. Got back, and it was going to be late. I knew because the main card usually doesn't start till midnight.
Like
12. Yeah, somehow powered through it. And the Rolly Romero, let me put it respectful. The Tank Davis Rolly Romero fight went exactly how the ending went exactly how we all expected. But I gotta say, Romero was kind of controlling the ring, controlling Tank the entire fight. Like, up until that punch, if it just went to scorecards, it would have been about even, if not a point in favor of Romero.
I gotta watch the fight now because
of the shit talking Romero was doing before the fight. That was grade A comedy, and he also knew he was sizing that fight. Like, he's getting to fight Tank Davis, one of the biggest fighters in boxing right now. He's going to get paid.
And he's
going to get paid. He's going to get paid. So he need to talk it up, talk the pay-per-views up. He might have thought he could have won, you know what I'm saying? Just
everybody walks in the ring and can win. Yeah.
But even if he knew he was going to lose, Pac's going to be paid. Pac's going to be full.
Yeah, you just fought a... It's Mayweather promotion, bro. Tank's a Mayweather fighter.
Hey, that
you know
what
I mean? For a reason. And that's why I think I need to rewatch the fight, because when I was talking about it with somebody at work today, he was like, you could tell Tank was probably feeling him out the first couple rounds.
I thought that, but he won't. I don't
know. But that's why I got to watch it, though. Now you're saying that, because the last couple Tank fights I've seen, especially the one where he went deep into the rounds, I think it was two fights ago with him, you could tell because people were so used to him hitting him with that one hitter.
Yeah.
Early rounders, that people didn't think that he could go long. He had stamina to go long.
Long still, distance fights, yeah.
He was able to give you that power and not go to decision.
Yeah, true.
But he knew he probably couldn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the boxer go know when the later rounds,
when they ain't in their favor.
Boxer knows when they not a stamina fighter.
Yeah, you know yeah.
So he probably knew he knocked that dude, but he know that he can rock that long to get a dude where he wants.
Get one good punch, and that's all it fucking took.
Yeah, that's all it take, though. And that's the type of fighter he is.
Yeah, because Romero was not walking straight for a minute after he got punched.
And I gotta see it. I seen the knockout itself, but I actually want to watch the fight because I called it when I was with, you know what I'm saying, where I was at when I was watching it, because I called the last fight, the preliminary before that one. I said it's gonna happen. I said it won't gonna make it to the eighth round, or it's gonna end in the eighth round. End in the eighth round.
Yeah.
And I was like, this shit ain't gonna make it to seven. I said Vegas is calling it the end of seven. Everybody's calling it. This is gonna end in the early. It's probably gonna end in the sixth round.
Yeah.
And that's when it ended, like the sixth round.
Yep. Yeah, I think fifth or sixth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a good fight. I Rolly won't get a rematch, but he'll get. I don't know. He got his ass whooped.
But now it's,
but he got paid, so it don't matter.
Yeah. So.
You see the Brandy diss, quote unquote. Go ahead.
Quick question. Now you might want to add this one to Doc. This is a quick question. Do you think that since those Jake Paul fights and everything, that this kind of hyped it up, this an actual fight more now?
Hold on.
For boxing.
Fake.
Now that the Jake
Paul Gervonta Davis he's the biggest name in boxing, no matter what. The only he's gonna draw to Mayweather Promotions.
Yeah.
And see, the thing is, the fight people really want is him and Haney. Him and Devin Haney.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're just piling on money right now for real. Jake Paul and them. The only real sector of boxing they've helped is celebrity boxing, and then trying to push the UFC into giving better contracts, which they haven't budged on at all. So they haven't really changed much yet. He hasn't.
All right, that's my question.
Yeah, now that celebrity boxing shit's still not touching, like real boxing. Right, yeah.
Because the niggas that are gonna sell.
Yeah, no matter where. Yeah. Put them in a back alley, they're gonna sell tickets.
But those, if you know, no. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But Tank also made a name for himself outside of boxing, though, sadly.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of people.
But he also dated somebody that was also in the social media,
Yeah.
So, I mean, that also helped his brand. And like I said, he's a Mayweather fighter, so.
Yeah, like I said, money on top of money. Yeah. Brandy responded to the Jack Harlow not knowing who she was or her music, and not knowing that her and Ray J were related with a little freestyle. I don't know.
I thought she was going to give me a little more insight on this, too, because now that just put together pieces of why I thought she made a diss song about him.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't really a diss. It's just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She was trying to be funny.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Like, you know, a cute, funny little jab. She didn't think it was as big as it was going to be. Yeah. Like she said, I mean, just a fun.
Yeah,
nothing really to talk about for her. Just thought we would mention it.
This is Brandy. Like, Brandy's cool, you know? She had her hits. Everybody got it. She had hits.
Brandy got a hit TV show.
Yeah, I know. Moesha. That was talking about music, nigga.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? She got her statue in the R&B Hall of Fame.
Well, I guess we breezed by that one.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I just don't know either.
I don't think he should be as famous. If you want to talk about that, why Jack Harlow? We can just hate on Jack Harlow for a minute.
Well, you haven't seen it. No, we're not gonna do that. You haven't seen it yet, but let's, because you have.
I understand the story now that somebody told me.
Well, I mean, talk about
the premise of the documentary, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, whatchamacallit.
Damn, this platinum got me talking crazy.
Golly, you say you swerving, huh?
Yeah. And I said alluding to. I know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got it. No, yeah, you were right. That's what you know. You use the right word. Good job.
I know I did, yeah.
Oh, well, hold on. Fuck you. All right, so if y'all don't know what we're talking about, there has recently, goddamn it.
Hulu has released...
Thank you.
A new documentary about
yeah,
about early passing rapper XXXTentacion.
Yeah, XXX, whatever you want to call it. Titled "Look at Me: The Story of XXXTentacion," and honestly, I watched it, and it's a portrayal of his. Most of these clips you've seen online,
yeah.
So it's more of a compilation of the clips you've seen online, and his friends telling his story. With commentary. His friends telling the story of how he came up. They really focus on the domestic abuse aspect of his life. That's almost the focal point of the documentary when you really look at it. And it's just kind of that instance in juxtaposition to, like, everything else he portrayed, his pain and how much people loved him and he loved his fans and all that. It's just kind of like a, it doesn't really give any new information, more or less. It's just kind of an ode to his short-lived career.
Yeah, it's a short-lived career. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I won't say this one about the, like, just because of this one specifically, but just with, like, all the Music Box ones on HBO Max and this one, or just more specifically the Juice WRLD one on HBO Max, at what point do you wait to get information and get legitimate cultural feedback and analysis on the impact before you just memorialize everybody? Because then all it takes is a, and I don't want to sound insensitive or morbid, but then all it takes is a few popular songs and then you to die for you to be
It does. I'm
you know what I'm saying?
I'm with you right here in front set, because that's almost like you're saying, like, and everybody has their opinion. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is entitled to how music makes them feel, because I'm not trying to say this to say that people are wrong when they say this in their own right. But it's just like how people always say that somebody's a legend when they pass away. Off of their music alone.
Yeah, you know what
And
a lot of the times it just isn't
like
true.
Like you're saying, everybody knows, like, when somebody's alive, their music is critiqued a whole different way.
Yeah.
And I am 100%, and I'm 100% understanding of when somebody passes away, their art goes crazy in value and everything, matriculates in value. That's what it's
called.
And but everybody art wasn't that shit.
Exactly.
So, like, you know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is, I'm not even talking about Juice WRLD or X, because I am a big fan of both of them.
Yeah.
But I am, I'm not a fan of the post, I'm not gonna say this word right. No, posthumous albums, because they're not. I don't believe that's what they would have wanted to hear.
You don't know somebody's creative direction.
Smoke. I'm not even a big Pop Smoke fan.
It's just it's about, it's now nowadays because of social media, internet, instant gratification. They're wiping these hard drives before the shit can become valuable.
Yeah,
even
exactly.
Like it.
It's almost like not giving a person a chance to mourn.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's not what they're not. And the thing about it is, when somebody passes away in your family, you know what I'm saying, and record labels don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? You got to get the fans a chance to miss and mourn and grieve over a person, artist. You know what I'm saying? It's that in the third before you just start bum rushing. Because now they're not liking the sound.
Yeah.
It's not going to like them to like anything that the artist would
like. For example, with Dolph, there's probably a shit ton of Dolph music out there, but we haven't had 50 Dolph mixtapes since he passed.
Yeah, knowing Dolph, he probably made sure that shit wasn't gonna
happen. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, you know, people
knowing Dolph, he made sure all of them albums are in his chill.
Yeah,
some shit like that. You know
it's
what
just
mean?
A way to do it. I don't know how artists distribute it after
again,
people's death.
But
is
then
crazy.
Again, it's also crazy enough to say, it's sad enough to say that a lot of these artists die young. To where they don't even put things like
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean? So
yeah.
It's also sad. And it also sucks that the family won't. They'll get control, but the label still has a big.
At the end of the day, they really have control.
The thing about this, they're trying to get their money back.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Still got to recoup. For the final topic of the day, we've got the NBA Finals.
Ooh.
So the NBA Finals have been set. We're going to see the Eastern Conference champions, Boston Celtics, against
the Western
Conference champions, the Golden State Warriors. I'm predicting a sweep or gentleman sweep, mainly because you saw the graphic where they said that Golden State has 123 games of playoff experience and that Boston Celtics have zero. That's going to mean a lot.
The team, the player, that's
going to mean a lot. And the fact that, for real, if you want to be honest, I would say that Draymond, Steph, and Klay are the best trio core of any team ever in the NBA.
It's the best big three?
If they were, even though they didn't, like, how could they not be?
Aside when they had KD, yeah.
Like, or most consistent, even, maybe not best,
yeah,
but
most consistent, I'll say. Yeah, because
they ran a decade of basketball.
Damn near, yeah.
Damn near a decade of basketball.
Damn near, yep. They've only been out the finals for 2 seasons.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
2 seasons.
Out the finals.
And
not the playoffs, the finals.
The only person to damn near have a better, the only person, not team.
Exactly.
The only person, I'm sorry, I don't want to, that was not like Skip Bayless. The only person to have a better record than them consistently being in the finals, fucking LeBron.
And the Bulls teams.
And the Bulls, Yeah. Those two teams. Well, person and team.
So, and I hate to just make this all about Golden State, but if Golden State wins this, do you think that, well, we already know they're all going
to
be
up. Steph, and are you trying to go on like, is Steph in the top 10? It's only because of Wolfie.
If they win this one, how much longer does that trio play? That's my real question. No, but no, I'm of course they could do that. Of course the team is going to pay them to do that. But realistically, how much longer does Draymond play when he can build his podcast and go out of the fucking world with it when he become next Charles?
I feel like if they walk away with, whether they walk away with a ring or not, Draymond probably got like a season and a half.
Yeah.
Because not even a season and a half, not two seasons. I'd say two seasons, but second season probably not playing as much. Minutes definitely cut because he still got James Wiseman.
Yeah.
They still got Andrew Wiggins. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They still got younger players, and I feel like.
And Jason Kuminga.
Jason Kuminga.
Because
he's a young Bulls.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He's like 19.
Yeah, they have a squad still on the back.
So I definitely feel like Draymond's going to want to hang around to be.
Around the culture.
Yeah, to be the culture and the up and coming, build these young players up.
Yeah.
Of course, because the thing about it is. Draymond has all the knowledge of him. He's just not built like these.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So he could help them out like he does on court anyway.
Yeah. And still coach, yeah.
Yeah, Stephen Clay. I feel like Clay's going to want to keep playing now that he's come back from his injury.
I think he'll take like a bench role. I think Clay will be one of those people that'll be cool coming in for 25-30 off the bench. I got four of these bitches. Like, yeah,
you know, it's Clay.
I can chill. I can
and
play.
I feel like Clay, and Clay's not going to bounce around. He's going to stay on that team.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think any of them leave. And
Steph
none of them
retire,
all them retired Warriors. There's no way they don't. But
let's not knock off the Celtics though. Let's not knock off. I'm not gonna. I don't think a gentleman sweep. I don't think a sweep at all. I think six games for political reasons. But I feel like the Celtics can get them two games.
I don't think they were barely beat Miami.
Yeah, they were.
Like they had a 20-point.
They're a very banged up team too.
Yeah, but they had a 20-point lead against Miami as their cushion. That shit still got dwindled down.
It's going to take Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown to damn near get 30 every night.
Jason Tatum's going to have to really channel that Mamba shit.
What
about the text he sent Kobe?
I know I wanted to bring that up off camera, but I forgot.
Yeah, what about the text he saw sent Kobe?
I don't know. I don't
How do you feel about it?
What the fuck? I don't. Whatever your connection is to the man, that's how you believe. I'm not gonna sit here and say I posted the mug. I would post the motherfucker. But
I wouldn't have posted it, but I wouldn't say that he's wrong for doing it.
I'm not saying he's not wrong for doing it.
You know, I'm not wrong.
Everybody's entitled to how they want to
live life.
You know what I'm saying? Live life and honor somebody.
Yeah.
And, you know
that's
what I'm
very true.
And it's very documented that Kobe Bryant was Jason's
mentor.
That was his favorite player, so how the fuck, you know what I'm saying, you can't knock that. Man.
Yeah, I don't knock that part, but the post on social media.
I don't know, I feel like that's the shit I don't like when shit like that should be just be like, all right, you could tweet about it.
Yeah.
Tweet about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you gotta post that.
Yeah.
It's like how J. Cole got mad at Kanye West and posted a conversation on Twitter.
Yeah, like, huh, nah, bro, this is.
A lot of people don't like it, and dead people probably don't like it either.
Yeah, that's very true, too, yeah. That's very true. Is there anything else you wanted to get off this week, man?
Man, ain't no music drop, so.
Yeah, it's been fucking a really, like...
I think a lot of rappers moved that shit back to Kendrick.
And that's exactly what happened, too.
A lot of rappers moved that shit back to Kendrick.
A lot of rappers moved their butt. For real, now, we're in the first week of June. We're about to get some crazy music, I think, out of nowhere.
I'm sorry, the first album I thought of was the Game album coming out June
17th. Oh, man. Yeah.
I was hyped for it a couple months ago.
Yeah, when he announced on Drink Champs.
He was on their promo tour. Now he's talking about Eminem, so...
Yeah, I don't know. I will see what we get this summer because we still don't have a summer anthem and it's June.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So,
cut.
Well, I'll wait for you. That song is probably the summer anthem right now.
I haven't heard it.
You love the Future album, the Wait for You.
That's not no summer song.
It's not an anthem right now. It's the biggest song out right now.
That's my shit, though.
Hey, you know, that's a summer anthem right now. Shit, One Dance and Controller. That's the best summer of all time. Take me back to the One Dance Controller.
2017, 2016?
Nah, it was 15, that's, maybe.
That's Views.
Yeah, 15, 16?
That's my graduation, 2016.
Okay, yeah. Take me back to summer 2016.
Oh, you sound like everybody on Twitter now.
Nah, that controller. That controller summer was a crazy summer. 2012 was a crazy summer too.
You know what's crazy as a kid? You know what something I remember was crazy?
What's that?
When the motherfucking Crank That Soulja Boy came out.
Like 2008.
Yeah, that was a crazy summer for me. I don't know. That summer always sticks in my mind because that was a fun ass summer to me.
I remember the first time I heard Crank That on the radio, I was like, oh shit, this is a song I heard on MySpace.
I was a kid, so we enjoyed this shit. So.
Fair enough. Want to go ahead and give the exit?
Mm-hmm. So, here today on Simple Math, we are exiting out as always. So, you know what you can do? You can follow us on all of our social media accounts.
Please.
At the Simple Math Twitter Matrix. Simple Math Matrix on Twitter. Simple Math Matrix on Instagram.
Yes.
Simple Math Matrix on Facebook.
And YouTube.
And the Simple Math Matrix on YouTube. Thank you for leaving that one. Before I forgot it. Or you can hit us up on our handles. I am the God at King Hoopla. He is
Prince God Body
at Prince God Body. You can hit us up, like, and chat with us. Oh, and be sure to look out for our daily factoids of the day, history notices.
Get ready, by man. Oh yeah.
Birthday facts, anything about great black people, or just great things that you didn't know that happened in history on that day. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be signing y'all off with that. So it's the guy King Hoopla signing off.
It's your boy Prince Cowbody, and we gotta say peace.
Out.